For the relaxation, we want to assume the relaxation pose. In relaxation pose, the spine, neck, head should be in a straight line. To have the legs apart and let the feet flop to the side. The arms should be at a comfortable distance from the body, with the palm of the hands turned up toward the ceiling. Draw the chin in slightly, decreasing the curvature at the back of the neck. The eyes should be closed, with the eyelid very light upon the eye. Most people suffer consciously or unconsciously from strain and tension. People can't find time to relax, and when they do find the time, they don't know how to relax. If we learn relaxation, we can recharge ourselves in a matter of minutes. Relaxation is not the mere absence of tension. In order to relax, we have to make the body limp, and we have to keep the mind still. And this is so difficult to do, because the mind is geared for action. Relaxation is returning from an overactive state to a balanced one. The state of stress is usually the result of increased activity within the body. Relaxation is the quieting down to normal. In regards to relaxation, we must remember that rest is as much a law of life as activity. And we can't have success in any enterprise, physical, mental, or spiritual, without balance and harmony, which is a combination of energy and ease. The object of relaxation is to quiet the nerves and to rest the body by ridding the body of all conscious tension. Tension is the enemy of achievement. Easy does it is not a meaningless saying, but a basic truth whose meaning we too often ignore. In total relaxation, our body should have no more tone than that of a rag doll. When we reach the state where we are on the verge of drowsiness and the mind is at a standstill, then we are resting every cell within the body. Let us proceed with the relaxation. As you relax on your back, inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Lift your right leg just a few inches from the floor and imagine that leg dead weight and just let the leg fall to the floor, relaxed. Lift your left leg and let it drop, relaxed. Lift the right arm and let it drop. Lift the left arm and let it drop. Lift the hips and let them drop. Lift the shoulders and let them drop. And very slowly roll the head from side to side, relaxing the neck. Don't move the head automatically, but move the head very slowly, feeling the back of the head in contact with the floor, feeling the slow twisting motion in the neck as the head moves from one side to the other. And now, to keep your body still. For the next few minutes, we want to try to keep the body absolutely motionless, not giving in to the body's desire to move. With your body still, mentally concentrate on your feet. Do not move the feet, but know that your feet are relaxed. Concentrating on the ankles, relax your ankles. Relax the calves. Relax the knees. The procedure for relaxation involves physically keeping the body still and mentally keeping the mind alert. Keeping the attention on each body part, not allowing the mind to wander, not allowing the mind to fall asleep. Concentrating on the thighs, relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Relax the abdomen. Relax the chest. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, and as you exhale, feel the lungs relax. Concentrating on your back, relax your back, relaxing the muscles of the lower back, and then going to the broad muscles of the upper back, relaxing them. Relax your spine. Try to mentally visualize the spinal cord and see the vertebrae like tiny blocks, one sitting on top of the other. See the spine relaxed and the main nerve centers that are situated along the spine also relaxed. As those main nerve centers relax, we'll find that the nerves throughout the body will also respond and let go and relax. Concentrating on your hands, relax your hands. Relax your arms. Relax the shoulders. The neck. Relax your throat. Relax your face. The jaw relaxed. The mouth relaxed. Relax the tongue. Sometimes, without even realizing it, we are pressing the tongue against the teeth or against the roof of the mouth. Let the tongue relax. Relax your eyes. The eyelid should be very light upon the eye. Imagine that the eyelid is like a very delicate piece of chiffon material, lightly covering the eye. And to keep the eyeballs themselves perfectly still. If the eyes are dancing about, it is an indication that the mind is working. So by disciplining the eyes to stillness, it can help the mind to calm down. Relax the area between the two eyebrows. Sometimes we find deep lines or furrows on this part of the face due to tension. So be aware of this area and relax it. And relax the forehead. The forehead should be smooth, free of all tension. Relax the glands and the organs within the body. Every gland and organ has its own set of muscles, and these muscles, like other muscles in the body, can become tensed and overworked. So relax them. Relax all of the systems within the body. The systems for digestion, circulation, elimination, respiration. When the body is completely relaxed, these systems work at only a small percentage of their total capacity, giving them a well-deserved rest. And when you feel the body relaxed, then carry this feeling of relaxation to the mind. Relax the mind. What a job it is to try to relax mentally, to try to still that restless mind. In order to accomplish this, in order to relax mentally, we have to focus the attention upon just one thing. It is only when we make that conscious effort to concentrate that we can bring a calmness, a stability to the mind. And to keep both body and mind still and enjoy a few minutes of complete relaxation. In complete relaxation, we go beyond body consciousness. There is no awareness at all of the body. We go beyond breath consciousness. We know that the breathing continues, but there is no awareness or control of the breathing. And we go beyond mental consciousness. We go beyond the thought process. In complete relaxation, it is almost as though we enter another world. We begin to experience other levels of consciousness. It's true that after relaxation, we have to return to the workaday world with all of its trials and tribulations. But we find that a few minutes of complete relaxation each day can leave us better able to cope with the stresses, the surprises, the unexpected that confront us each day. Slowly now, open your eyes, bringing the awareness back to your body and to your surroundings. Slowly move your fingers and your toes. Bring the arms up above the head and stretch the body. Stretching the arms and the hands up and stretching the legs and the feet down. Just as when you lay in bed in the morning, it always feels good to give the body a stretching before getting up. And just drop the arms relaxed down alongside the body. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. And slowly, for there is no hurry, roll over on to your left side, drawing the knees up and coming up into a sitting position. I hope you have enjoyed and benefited by the yoga postures and the relaxation. Make it a good day.
Thank you.